And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of September, 2025. September 4th is National Wildlife Day. The Oxford English Dictionary defines wild of an animal or plant as living or growing in the natural environment, not domesticated or cultivated. Generally, an animal is only considered wild if humans have played no role in changing their species to suit human desires. Wildlife are animals that live in a basically free condition, providing for their own food, shelter, and other needs in environments that serve as suitable habitat. Domesticated animals are those which humans have tamed, kept in captivity, and bred for special purposes. The process of domestication takes place over a long period of time through many generations. All domesticated animals have their ancestry in wild animals. But domesticated animals have been altered to such an extent that they usually depend on people to take care of them in some way. Farmed domesticated animals make up 62% of the world's mammal biomass. Humans account for only 34%. And wild mammals are just 4%. Since the arrival of humans, wild land mammal biomass has declined by an estimated 85%. Domesticated animals have significantly more global biomass than wildlife and humans. Livestock alone outweigh wild terrestrial mammals by 30 times and wild marine mammals by 15 times, with humans, livestock, and pets making up about 96% of the total biomass. This dramatic imbalance highlights the profound impact of animal agriculture on Earth's ecosystems. With all of this in mind, it is even more ridiculous that ranchers and the governmental agencies who support them wage a ruthless war against wildlife. Big Ag is killing more than just farmed animals. Sadly, they contract out a government agency called Wildlife Services to kill wild animals, too. Every year, millions of wild animals, wolves, coyotes, bears, mountain lions, foxes, are shot, trapped, and poisoned across the United States, not by rogue hunters, but by our own government for corporate ranchers. Today we affirm that wild animals have a right to exist, and their lives have inherent value. It was on this day in 2020 that the beautiful documentary My Octopus Teacher was first released. This is a Netflix original documentary film directed by Pippa Ehrlich and James Reed, which documents a year spent by filmmaker Craig Foster forging a relationship with a wild common octopus in a South African kelp forest. After years of swimming every day in the freezing ocean at the southern tip of Africa, Craig Foster meets an unlikely teacher, a young octopus who displays remarkable curiosity. Visiting her den and tracking her movements for months on end, he eventually wins the animal's trust and they develop a friendship. They form a bond where she plays with Foster and allows him into her world to see how she sleeps, lives, and eats. She frequently has to defend herself against pajama sharks. In one such attack, the octopus loses an arm and retreats to her den to recover, slowly regenerating the arm over 3 months. In a later shark attack, she shows an incredibly improved creativity to survive, including sticking on the shark's back. Foster describes the effect of this mentorship-like relationship the octopus provided him, teaching him a lesson on the fragility of life and humanity's connection with nature. Octopuses are marvelous creatures, both in their weird biology and their incredible intelligence. It is well documented that they use tools, enjoy beauty, create artistic work, and solve puzzles. They are able to personally connect to the people they encounter, which calls into question the common belief that they are non-social creatures. They rarely live more than a year. No other animal, including humans, demonstrates this level of intelligence in just a year of life. This is a personal account from a man who, by chance, became fascinated with such a creature and spent a year diving underwater without a wetsuit or an oxygen tank and studying her, earning her trust, and caring about her. There are scenes when the creature jumps on his hand and then explores his chest, cradling into him and accepting warmth and petting. It is this personal approach to the documentary which makes it so powerful. And here's a prayer for animals written by Margaret Wise Brown. Dear Father, hear and bless thy beasts and singing birds, and guard with tenderness small ones who have no words. A prayer by Margaret Wise Brown. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to be a friend to animals.